This is Aid on NTS Radio, just making a few comments from the bottom of the world in a little coastal village called Tiawonga. Yeah. I'll roll back to songs of the 1950s. The first man that comes on my notice board is Harry Belafonte. He's an island singer from the Caribbean who sang, he had two massive hits called Island in the Sun and Dale. And when I was a young fellow, I had a Polynesian Maori teacher who recognised that I could sing at that stage, and he used to prop me up in front of the class, on get me to stand on a school desk and sing Island in the Sun. He played acoustic guitar and it went down pretty well, because I do remember a brother of mine saying he met a woman in recent years, in the 60s or nearly 70s, who said, "I remember your brother singing on top of the desk in Mangateretere school." So that's an image from many, many years ago.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have toiled since time begun. I may sail on many a sea, her shores will always be home to me. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. As morning breaks the heaven on high, I lift my heavy load to the sky. Sun comes down with a burning glow, mingles my sweat with the earth below. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. I see woman on bended knee, cutting cane for her family. I see man at the water's side, casting nets at the surging tide. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sun. I hope the day will never come that I can't awake to the sound of drum. Never let me miss carnival with calypso songs philosophical. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand.
I come and me want go home. De, me said 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 de. Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum. Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, and tally me banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
We say, come, Mr. Tallyman, and tally me banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Live six and seven and eight and bunch.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
We say six and seven and eight and bunch.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
De, we say de, oh.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
De, me said them, me said them, me said them, me said
them.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we won't go
home. Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Live six and seven and eight and bunch.
We
say six and seven and eight and bunch.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Day, we say day, oh.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Day, we say day, we say day, we say day, we say day. Come, Mr. Tallyman, and tally me banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Me say, come, Mr. Tallyman, and tally me banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Day-o, day-o, daylight come and we won't go home. Me said them, me said them, me said them, me said them, me said them. Daylight come and me won't go home.
First two tracks, Island in the Sun and Deo by Harry Belafonte. This is Aid on NTS Radio. The next one on my list is Joan Baez, who had a stunning voice. I think she was part American Indian. She did a song called My Geordie Will Be Hanged on a Golden Chain. And I remember that being carrying through behind me. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So that really closes off some of the 50s. Because I lived in a little hick town when most of the stuff was just country and western.
Geordie. never stole nor cow nor calf. He never hurted any. Stole 16 of the king's royal deer, and he sold them in Boeny. Go bridle me, my milk white steed, and bridle me, my pony. I will ride to London's court to plead for the life of Joe. Pretty babies have I borne. Third lies in my body. I'd freely part with them, everyone, if you cannot pardon Judge looked over his left shoulder, said, "Fair maid, I'm sorry." Said, "Fair maid, you must be gone, for I cannot pardon Geordie. Oh, my Geordie will be hanged in a golden chain. It's not the chain of many. Stole 16 of the king's royal deer, and he sold them in Boeny."
My Geordie will be hanged by a golden chain. Joan Baez. This is Aid on NTS Radio. We then move to the songs of the 60s. And that's where I met up, well, didn't meet, but I got introduced to the Beatles music through some English friends who'd come out from Bedford, England. And we possibly had the first Beatles album in New Zealand. And, yeah, and I can't even remember the album, but what did remind me of those earlier days was Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. It was an EP which had 4 or 6 songs on it, I can't remember now, and it had a lovely instrumental on it called Blue Jay Way, which was mainly Harrison influenced, and a stunning song by Paul McCartney called Fool on a Hill, and that was just brilliant stuff.
Lost the way.
day in the life, the Beatles. This is Aid on NTS Radio. But we carry through then to Abbey Road, which was a lovely album, and one of the main tracks on the first side was Come Together. Dum 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 dum. That was quite brilliant. But the second side was just an awesome array of songs from the whole damn lot of them. And I think that was outstanding. Come Together off Abbey Road, the Beatles. This is Aid on NTS Radio. So when we finished Abbey Road, we hit to the Beatles' White Album. And there was a magic in that because it was my first year at work in 1967. I bought this double album with the Beatles, and I remember walking to the partners' lunchroom where we were allowed to have lunch ourselves. And I sat down, opened the Beatles' double white album, took the plastic seal off it, and you could smell this album, and it smelt like rice. Beautiful smell. And through that album, the one that really stood out with me was While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Little did I know that the man who played it had a brilliant lead break in it. Turned out to be George Harrison's mate, Eric Clapton. And boy, that song certainly changed things for me. So that got me a trip overseas. I'd got invited to Auckland to see Colin, who was doing a concert up there. And we did a concert on the top of a 10-story building on the rooftop. So I had a go at, I did While My Guitar Gently Weeps. This song really did take off. It's had over 2 million hits on the net. And Conan's music company had heard it and said, oh, geez, we want this guy. So I got invited to go to America. So I thought, okay, I'll do that. You pay my airfares and my health insurance, because my health was not good. I'd had a couple of goes at dying. And, yeah, so I went to America. But that's a later story. While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the Beatles' White Album. This is Aid on NTS Radio. So in the 70s, there was the gem by Pink Floyd called Dark Side of the Moon. And I thought that was just phenomenal. But to finish that too also was the 60s extended. It was George Harrison's All Things Must Pass album, which was a double or triple vinyl album. And the tracks that stood out for me were I'd Have You Anytime, or the beautiful Beware of Darkness. And yes, so that was great.
Get back. So they say, is the root of all evil today? But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving none away. Away, 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 away.
Certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.
Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. This is Aid on NTS Radio. I'd Have You Anytime, George Harrison. This is Aid on NTS Radio. But also was the at that period of time was Dire Straits' their album, Sultans of, and it had a track called Sultans of Strength, Swing. And that is the most beautiful piece of finger-picking guitar this guy could play. Well, it turns out in the end, I didn't realise that this man was born in Scotland, lived in London, and they had a garage band in London. And they turned out to be one of the biggest bands in the world. And they were absolutely stunning in what they did. We'll be right back.
river in the dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can't afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole. Creole.
Sultans of Swing off the first Dire Straits album. This is Aid on NTS Radio. But I must head back to the 60s extended. George Harrison made a... did I talk about George Harrison's album? All Things Much Past.
Only briefly.
Yeah, it's okay. I'd have you any time and beware of darkness. Mm-hmm. This man has soul. And it's that soul in the voice which you don't get nowadays. Yeah, it doesn't have to be blues soul, but there's even soul in white man's voices. So I've tried to introduce it at times. And I just hope the album that we've made over in the States has worked well.
Beware of darkness.
Watch out now, take a beware of falling swingers. Falling all around you. The pain that often lingers in your fingertips. Watch out now, take a beware the thoughts that linger. Winding up inside your head. The hopelessness around you. Can hit you, it will hurt you. It can go and make you sore, and that is not what you are here for. Watch out now. Take a beware of soft shoe shufflers. Dancing down the sidewalks. Pushing you in puddles. In the dead of night. Watch out now, take a beware of falling swingers. Crashing all around you. The pain that often lingers in your fingertips. Beware of darkness.
Beware of Darkness by George Harrison. This is Aid on NTS Radio. As Colin said, we flew from LA down to El Paso, and I never ever thought I'd go to El Paso. I just thought it was some little hick American country town. When I got down there, geez, this place was big. It's apparently the fifth biggest city in America. When you go into the airport, It's got two military bases, and you look down on the floor, and it's dotted out for Army and Air Force. This is dotted, and you look over and you see Army guys changing into their uniforms on the side. No holes barred. So we head down from El Paso. We drive for 300 miles on a long straight run. This is all good, except we got a small child in the back of the car who starts performing. So we pull off the side of the car and go down a side road. So we drive down there for a while and pull up. The parent, who is the driver, gets out and decides, okay, we'll calm this whole series down. So that's what happened. We all calmed down and drove out. He turns to me and he says, after we'd driven a while, he said, oh, fuck, he said, I'd hate to say, but I hope this road goes back up to the main road again. I said, why's that? Welcome to Mexico, Aid, he says to me. I said, oh, shit. Yeah. So we keep going, and eventually we go back onto the main highway, and we cruise along briefly, and we see a line of guys running backwards and forwards in black uniforms. As we get closer to the sea, they've got machine guns, pistols strapped to their legs, and billy sticks. And a guy turns up with a billy stick, whacks the window, and indicates with his thumb to wind it down. So the first question he asks is, Where the hell did you guys come from? And we said, oh, came from New Zealand. Where the F is that, he says. So we all said, oh, we're from New Zealand. Where the F is that, he said. I said, yeah, other side of the Pacific. What the hell are you doing here? So we said, oh, we're going to a music festival, which wasn't totally true. We were making an album. So he checked all our passports and passed us on our way and thanked us and said, oh, geez, he says, have a good trip. We thanked him and thought, geez, thank you, we weren't Mexicans. So that was the thing. We got to Marfa, Texas, into an Onobi, one of those Onobi buildings, which is made of straw and plaster or whatever, probably 2 or 3 feet thick, which made a great recording studio, and then sat down and made this album, which I think was quite good. Very scary for an old guy who's a bit shaky on his feet. But it worked out quite well. Apparently the instrumentalist worked everything out on the first night, and I was apparently there, but I don't remember a single thing. And I wasn't drunk, because I only drank one bottle of the sponsor's beer, Corona. Yeah, I was pretty well behaved, but I wasn't well. I didn't see the next downfall of getting ready to drop dead. So we made an ad-lib album with my lyrics, and I think it turned out to be pretty good. It was much better than I expected, but it's terrifying for an old guy, nearly 70 years old, standing in a big dark studio with a producer looking at him, a microphone, and a music stand. But it just turned out, I think, to be a great album. Thank you. Mm-hmm.